Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome back to the Final Inspection Show, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, along with David Hobbs Honda. Joining me in person at Road America from the Stadium Super Trucks, my favorite series out here, I have to admit, this weekend at Road America, it is Matt Brabham. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Appreciate you having on the show. We had you on a couple years ago in your Indy Lights days, and you've been racing everything, and it's kind of cool that you found a home in probably one of the most unlikely places. I think being in Australia with your dad Jeff, and I never thought you'd probably be in a 500 plus horsepower truck jumping, doing jumps at Road America, but who knows? I never thought I'd be in radio. So I mean. How does it feel? I mean, how's everything going?
Yeah, no, it's going great. I mean, as you said, it's just been a whirlwind of whole different cars I've driven over the years. And, I found myself a home in Super Trucks with the sponsor Carlisle. So, it's so much fun to drive. And I've been having an absolute blast with it. And, they're just crazy and wild. So, I've loved it over there. And I've been racing a whole bunch of other stuff as well. But, no, it's been going great.
Yeah, with the helmet cam and all the stuff you guys do on social media, I think is really ahead of the game here. And I was watching, I think it was you at Mid-Ohio that had the helmet cam.
It
was. And, it is so cool. And I'm watching you guys in the first race earlier today. And, with the left, if you're going around a right corner, especially at like a 3, how the heck do you see?
it's more to do with like the engine torque. So, when we get a lot of revs and you got a lot of steering angle and you get on the gas, the truck kind of like rotates and lifts the front inside wheel up off the ground.
But are you watching the track out of the left side then?
You just try and look at the tree line a little bit. I mean, you can't see too much at the bottom by your feet. I mean, there's a little hole there. I know there's one there because I've had to look through that one before.
Okay.
And it's where the roll bar comes into the cockpit.
Okay.
And there's just a slight little slither of a gap of a window that you can see right through, right next to your foot. And I've had to use that to like look at the curb and find where like the bright white paint lines are to try and figure out where I am. but most of the time, you're just kind of looking out like the bottom side that's closest to the ground, peering out of the top of the truck. So you can kind of feel where you are on track, but certainly the first time you drive it, you like can't see anything, and you're like, how do these guys do it? But you get used to it.
No, coming up, and you're driving such a variety. I mean, you go to Long Beach, which is basically racing down alleys. Mid-Ohio, which is so twisty and tight, and then you come here. I mean, is it kind of like, let's air these things out, or what's your strategy?
I mean, this is a fast track for us. This is like, it's almost like oval racing, that I got that same feeling because it's just so wide open, and it's a massive drafting slipstream race for us here, and usually we're at way tighter tracks. So, I mean, it's definitely really high corner speeds, really high gears for us, and the racing's been good, but the diversity in Super Trucks is just unbelievable. I never raced on dirt in my life until I raced the Super Trucks, and I felt like a complete fish out of water. I had no idea what I was doing, but over the years I've really learned how to race on dirt well, and the driving style is completely different, and it's so interesting because you get guys, like we have two off-road guys with us here this weekend, right. And you can tell they're driving the trucks completely differently, but it's still fast, So you learn so much. I've learned so much off Robbie, watching him drive. He's driven everything that's out there. And the little differences in driving style. Robbie and the off-road guys drive off the rear of the truck so much, and they slide it so much more than guys like myself who drive off the front of the truck that are used to a lot of downforce and grip.
But, and so you're looking for more exit speed then, or your style running then, or how does that work?
I kind of tend to make the truck understeer, so I slide the front tires through the middle of the corner, whereas those guys are always sliding the rear tires, like drifting. I think those guys would be really good at drifting. But, I've had to learn that whole different driving style. So I've learned how to kind of slide it on the rear, which is the only way you can race on dirt. If you try and slide the front on dirt, you're you can't even turn the corner. So.
Right.
But it's been so interesting being a part of all that. I mean, we've raced the trucks in Baja. We've raced them on full dirt racetracks with jumps. We've raced them at Glen Helen, which is a motocross track, you know, over the jumps. And then now we're here at Road America that's wide open road course. So It's just been really fun to do all that difference. And the trucks seem to handle everything well. You know, I don't think you see an IndyCar going on a dirt track or anything, but these things can
at some track. Some track, the curbs punish you, but not for you guys. You guys don't have to worry about that at all, do you?
No, curbs, grass, nothing even phases the trucks. I mean, we could probably race on the bumpiest track in the world and get out and be like, oh, yeah, the surface is awesome. And then, of course, all the open-wheel guys would be struggling and complaining a little bit. But, yeah, no, we don't feel any curbs or bumps. And sometimes they have to put, like, barriers on the inside because it's just faster for us to go in the grass. I mean, with our tires even, you know, we have street tires with grooves in them. And there's been instances where the grass has had more grip than the actual road.
Really?
Just because the tire digs into the ground and you can just cut the corner and gain a whole bunch of corner speed and grip.
I'm sure the track operators really love that, don't they?
Yeah, we tore up the track in that last race.
They're
always trying to keep us off the grass to save the...
You could see the dust cloud from up here, so it was pretty impressive.
We have a hashtag... that's kind of famous within our little circle of super trucks, and it's called hashtag dude mower. And so someone gets labeled the dude mower, you know, once a weekend. It's the guy who takes out most of the grass.
We're talking with Matt Brabham on the final inspection show, and kind of news that broke this week was you guys are able to go back to Australia. And I mean, that must be pretty cool for you. That's your home, of course. And how much of a rock star are you in Australia when you come back there with these guys?
I don't know. I mean, my dad had most of his career in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Obviously, my grandfather was mostly European racing. So, you know, it's quite diverse. I mean, obviously, everyone knows the Brabham name in Australia. So, you know, that helps with myself racing over there. And, you know, the fans. I love super trucks. You know, I don't know what it is, but just it seems like when we go there, we pull huge crowds and they're just screaming. We can hear them and they're so enthusiastic about motorsport. And I think it was so fresh for those guys to see the super trucks because they'd never seen anything like there's never been anything like that in Australia. I mean, there's not too much off-road stuff. There is, but it's not brought to like road racing, like I don't know what the super trucks have done. So to have the ban lifted, you know, obviously there was a few things and controversial things going on there, but that's all been sorted out behind the scenes between Cams and Robbie. And so we're allowed to go back. So there could be a race there before the end of this year and next year. So we'll see what happens. But, I mean, I'm looking forward to going back there. It's so much fun going back there. And I grew up with all my friends. A lot of the guys I raced go-karting all the way up through the ranks, they're all in supercars now. And so it's really cool to go back and catch up with everyone.
So now, does your dad live in the U.S. or is he back in Australia?
He's split, 50-50. So he still has a place in Australia, and they spend most of their time there. But he comes over, you know, for about half the year in the U.S. and spends time here.
I know he does some stuff with the SVRA and vintage racing and whatnot.
So he's racing like a Brabham BT-35, I think it is. And so he's doing some historic racing. And then my mom is racing jet skis here again in the U.S.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's pretty neat.
They're at Watkins Glen racing jet skis on the lake right near the track there. And dad's mechanic and mom's racing. And then, obviously, I'm here this weekend.
We need to get you and Connor Daly, get the moms to race against each other.
Well, they did. They used to race. That's how I've known Connor since I was, like, 2 or 3 years old. And Derek was teammates with my dad a couple of times. And then my mom was racing against Beth, Connor's mom, and jet ski racing. And there's a photo of Connor and I, like, when we're, like, wearing sandals and, like, high pants, and we're, like, 2 or 3 years old.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So, well, Brent, we certainly appreciate you coming on the show and looking forward. I mean, like I said, get out to Road America and check these guys out. It's so much fun. And also, if you can't, make sure you check them out on social media because – it's really cool seeing these guys on YouTube and on TV, but when you see these guys in person, it's like Springsteen. Springsteen is good on, you know, when you see him on TV, he's even better in person. It's the same thing with the stadium super truck. So make sure you get out here. So Matt, appreciate it. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate
Matt Brabham, Stadium Super Trucks. Make sure you check them out. You're listening to the Final Inspection Show, brought to you by Great Lakes Dragway and David Hobbs Honda.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.